The first time I met Pekka in Helsinki in December 1994, I was a stage director who for 1 year had been working for radio drama, and I heard about enigmatic and mystical Ars Acoustica, and I made contacts with Heidi Grundmann, who was at that time a chairwoman of Ars Acoustica group, and she invited me to Helsinki, to Wings of Sound Festival. For me, everything was very new and very unusual and interesting. It was the first time I came to a cool radio party abroad. At the opening of Wings of Sound event, I heard a piece, Letters from the Front, by Pekka Sirin and Agnieszka Warigorska. Pekka and Agnieszka always were together. They loved each other. They loved radio art. For me, Pekka and Agnieszka is, I may say, one soul, one human being. Letters from the Front, based on documents, on sound documents, and on real letters of Finnish soldiers protecting their country against the aggression of the Soviet Union, the Stalinist regime, or the Russians, whatever you call it. Actors were reading real letters. There was a block of real archive material with some speeches, with radio broadcast, with the Mannergeim or Kölmi Kersteinen, who was the president of Finland at that time, and so on. Also, there was very big sound picture of war. Now we would say that, well, it was sound from a box, you know. But at that time, there was very big shift between tape sound and digital sound. And of course, Pekka took his war sounds, of course, from different sound effects libraries. But the quality was unbelievable for me at that time. So it was very interesting and very powerful piece about war, about human beings risking their life, saving their country. For me, it was very interesting experience. Pekka, he and Agnieszka, they made a very big impact on me. And next year, I made my own piece, Gramophone History of World War II. It was 99% of archive recordings of radio, music, and also it has three or four text pieces. Very small part of it was text, and I'm very grateful to Pekka and Agnieszka because I was very successful with this piece. Thanks to their ideas, thanks to their impact, thanks to their imagination, I made my own version that was very popular. It was translated into English and broadcast in BBC and Australia. It was translated into Austrian German. ORF Radio Drama made the piece. I'm very grateful to Konrad Sobel who made this. I get this impact, I get this knowledge, I get this way of imagination from Pekka and Agnieszka, and I'm very grateful to them. Later we met several times on different cool Ars Acoustica meetings. We spent a lot of time talking, drinking, listening, discussing. I really missing Pekka now. So I think that in our future life we shall meet each other, we shall talk again, we shall record again, we shall discuss again, we shall make our cuts, we shall make sound art again, and I really believe that that will happen. So goodbye, Pekka. Until soon.